Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. And we're going to start on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara said five lines from the bottom. Lema ketanoi, how do you like him? Now, what was this all about? The Gemara was addressing a very pressing issue that we asked back on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. What was the Shaila? The Shaila was that you had on your table in front of you in Yerushalayim, you had one piece of basar zivchei shlamim, a piece of shlamim meat, which you wanted to eat. Right next to it was a piece of regular chulin meat. The Omar zekazeh, and he said, this one should be like the other one. So what does that mean, said the Gemara? My be'ikrei kamatfis, does he have in mind the origins of this basar shlamim before the zrikas hadam, when it was a dover or osir, because of a neder that he made? The neder was to bring this carving shlamim, so it's a dover anodur, and therefore the second piece of meat will now also become osir as a result of his neder. He's now talking about the present status. He's not looking at the history. Right now I'm allowed to eat from this shlamim meat, so therefore this chulam meat should be just like the shlamim meat, and I can eat from it too. And therefore there was no neder after all. So that was the Gemara Shaila. Ikrei kamatfis, peteira kamatfis. The Gemara yesterday brought two or three rayas. Each raya we were doche. And now the Gemara says, lima kitanoi hari alai ki b'choy. What happens if we have an identical situation where we have b'chor meat here on the table, and you have regular meat on the table, and he says, zeh ko zeh. Rabbi Yankov oyser, Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yankov says it's also Rabbi Yehuda matir. So hey chidomi. So let's see exactly what the scenario was. If we're talking about that the bechor meat, which is here on the table, is before the zrikas hadam, my time the mandashori. Why would anybody say when you say zeh kozeh that the second piece of meat is mutter? You're not allowed to even eat the first piece of meat because it's before zrikas hadam. Since it's before zrikas hadam, it still has all the din of kedushas haguf. Nobody's allowed to go and eat from it. So everybody should agree that the second piece of meat is awesome. So now you're allowed to eat from the bechor meat. So my time of the mandi osa. Why would I say that the second piece of meat, the chulin meat, is awesome? After all, it's after zrikas adam. Is lechoyne, the pshat is elab, the moches boser bechor, or moches boser deheich gabe, like he was saying, two pieces of meat, the bechor meat and regular meat. The Yomani said, zeh kozeh utanoi. Oh, the very shaila that we asked, we posed it by shlomim, but it's the identical question that gabi bechor. Do we say bechor, we look at the ikroi kamatfis, that originally it was osur to eat before the zrika sadam, and therefore when he's saying zeh kozeh, he means that the second one should also be osur? Or is he looking at the present status, and the present status is, oh, so we can push it our shayla that it's a machloikis. Now, before we go on, lechoyra, the whole raya that we're bringing from Bechor is a very difficult raya. Why? Because for the last 11 blat, we've been saying countless times that the only time that you can go and be matfis is bedover hanodur and not bedover haosur. What's a dover hanodur? It says in the pasuk, Ishki yidor neder l'Hashem. And therefore you have to be matfis. You don't have to be matfis at all. But if you want to be matfis, you have to be matfis bedover hanodur. So if I have this beautiful kikar lechem in front of me, I know it's a tissue box, but imagine it would be a kikar lechem. Or if you have a piece of meat, like the Gemara was saying, and if I matfis it, for instance, on the shlomim, shlomim unquestionably. Good morning, Rabbi. Please put yourself on mute. Thank you for joining us. By the way, regards from Sandy. Sandy asked me to send you special warm regards. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is saying we're on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara is saying that there's a Mandi Omer that says that it's Osir. L'choira, since Bechor is Kiddushosoy Meirechem. When the Bechor is born, it's already Osir in the sense that you have to bring it for a carbon. You have to give it to the Kohen has to bring it for a carbon, etc. So nothing to do with a Neder per se. As opposed to a shlomim, where I made a neder to go and bring a shlomim, and I brought my shlomim. So therefore, by shlomim, you can talk about that he was matfis bedover hanodur. But l'choyer by bechor, that whole thing is not shayich. And that's what the Gemara is going to answer momentarily. But in the meantime, the Gemara glosses over this halacha and says, l'choyer, the case of Bechor is exactly like the case of Shlamim. And the one that says it's osur because be ikroi kamatvis, and the one that says that it's mutri holds be the kid'achshav, what's lashon the Gemara, that teirah kamatvis. L'choyer, that's the pshat. Utanayi, the Gemara line. On to Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, second line. Lo yidekul yam lefnei zrikas tam. Everybody talks about before the zrikas tam. On my time of the Mandi Shari, why does one Mandi home hold that it's mutter? It's before Zrika Sadam. Omakro ki yidor neder, ach yidor bedover hanodur. Oh, what we've been discussing. Lafuki bechor de dover osirhu. And therefore, if a person were to go and say about a kikar lechem or the basar chulin in front of him that it should be just like bechor meat, it's as if he was saying it should be just like chazer meat, or it should be just like basar b'cholav meat, or any type of food that you're not allowed to go and eat, treifa meat, nevela meat, whatever. Nothing happened. It's zero. The words that he said are absolutely meaningless, because the only time that you can go and create a neder shel isur is only if achiyidah bedover hanodah. Now this is so straightforward, and this is so, the Ram told us it back in that base. So what does the other man, the Omer, hold? I don't understand Rabbi Yankov. Uman the Osar, Omakro, what does he say? It says in the Pasuk, Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, l'Hashem l'Rabo is dovro osur. Now, on the surface, it sounds like he disagrees wholesale with this whole dovro hanodur concept. But this is not the case, Rabbi Yisai. Don't jump immediately to conclusions. And in fact, it could be that the Nusach of our Gemara is faulty, because the same Gemara appears word for word in Nozir and Dav Dalet. Since we are fortunate to have Nozir Dav Dalet with us, let's turn to the Sechtes Nozir. Let's go to Dalet Amid Bey. And you'll notice that roughly... okay. You see, you got it. Now, Dalet Amid Beis, that's 4B. Oh, perfect. Okay, look down now. Roughly a third down the Amid. Lema betrukadari tanoi kamifli did not. Everybody have it now? Have it like many about a third down the Amid. Harry, like him, bechoyer. Rabbi Yankov, oisiv, Rabbi Yosi, matir. See? My levy, bidisova, Rabbi Yankov. And Rabbi Shimon saw that the inan davra nidr. Rabbi Shimon saw that Rabbi Yosi, the inan davra nidr. Loi, kum yam, the inan davra nidr. Shani ka bechor. Oh, bechor is different. Tichsiv be la Hashem, le rabbis es a bechor. Oh, not the same gears that we have over here. Le rabbis dover ha osur, but le rabbis es a bechor. Bechor is special. Well, why tak is bechor so special? Why is man ishtana bechor from all dover ha osurs? Bechor, it's exactly the same. So we're going to see a miyat Hashem in the Gemara if you skip down. Back here on Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel, skip down a few lines. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa Mishem Rebbe Omru Minayin Lenoyed Bechor B'Toich Beis Hashem Mitzvah LaHakdishoy. Even though a person has a Bechor born to his Behemois Tohoyrois, he has a brand new, for the first time, a brand new calf born to a Mr. and Mrs. Cow, holy cow, or he had a new lamb that were born to Mr. and Mrs. Sheep, etc. Abnai Bechor, the first one. What's it then? It's Kiddushos in Merechem. But nevertheless, it's a mitzvah l'akdishoy. The Kiddush Baruch Hu requires us still to be makdishim. Shnei mitzvah. The Pasuk had zocher takdish. Ah, so therefore, even though it's taka, Kiddushos in Merechem, but since there's a mitzvah to go and say, this is kodosh to the Rabbi Nishalayim, ha'istacha ashtik like a dover ha'nodur, and that's why this bechor is different than all other karbonas. And all other Dvorim who asurim inherently. Zokti mor nachol. So the man the Yom that holds that it's mutter holds, it's not a Dvor HaNodr, it's a Dvor HaOsir. And so therefore it's a meaningless type of neder, meaningless type of hatfosa. The other man the Yom said, no, don't you know that the din of Bechor is different? Not the Rabbi's Dvor HaOsir, but the Rabbi's is a Bechor. For the reason that we just gave, because of the Makdish that we're going to have in another few lines. We'll see him in Mirsha. Uman the Shari, the one that says it is mutter, and therefore he doesn't learn the Lahashem L'Rabois Esabchor, my Lahashem, my Ovid Leisa. What does he do with the Lahashem? It says in the Pasuk, Ish Ki Yidor Neder. What's the Lahashem? Bear in mind, we're not talking about Nidrei Hegdish. We're talking about Nidrei Isser. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want me or you to go and ask for something? No, it's, you decide to do it on your own. So, what's the Hashem, my Yavidle? The boy Leila Matis Bechatzis V'Yoshem. Wow! Chatzis V'Yoshem, I thought that's a Dovara Osir. That's not a Neder. You don't bring it voluntarily. You can only bring a Chatzis V'Yoshem if you're Mechuyiv to bring. If you're not Mechuyiv to bring Chatzis V'Yoshem, and you bring one, it's Chulin Ba'Azorah. Right, Barry?
Of course.
So, what does he want me, Leila Matis Bechatzis V'Yoshem? Because a father, when the person is chayiv chatzis yoshim, it's not true.
But he's chatzis.
Exactly. So Barry hit the nail on the head. We're talking about that he takes a particular behemoth, a particular kizbo or seira, and says, you, kizbo seira, you're going to be the chatzis. Or the gabad yoshim, depending on what yoshim we're talking about, would either be an ayil or a keves. And therefore he says, you're going to be the yoshim. In that form, you have to come on to that person's dibur, sitzach yo neder, that's what Hashem comes to be marba. But not the Bukhar. Thank you, my mara. Isla rabbis chatz v'yoshim hoitzitz v'char. After all, both of them really are dovra osir. It's just that there's a requirement that you also say something. So, manishtana, why is chatz v'yoshim any better than b'char? So, I'll tell you why. Mara b'ni chatz v'yoshim shu matvis ben neder u'moitze aniyas v'char shu kodesh v'me'imoy. As far as the chatz v'yoshim, you're mechuyev to bring a chatz v'yoshim. But until you designate an animal and you makdish it, nothing happens. So therefore, you do have to go and make a decision. You do have to go and take an animal and be makdish. So that's much closer to a neder situation. When it comes to a bechor, you don't have to do anything. It was born kaddish, it remains kaddish for the rest of its life, unless and until you go and shecht it, etc. But otherwise, it's kaddish. So it's a real davar asa, just like a lehavdil, just like a shtik chaser. It's a davar asa. You don't have to do anything. Nami matfis b'neidru. No, you're also matfis b'neidru. Why? The sanya, like we said before, Rabbi Amru. You have a bechor born in your home. It doesn't really mean your home because you're talking about a bechor behemah toira, but it means in your corral, in your stable. How do you know? Shemitzvah laktisha. The toira says, even though it's kadosh, but you should still say kadosh. Shneamar tzin. The pasuk says zocher taktish. You see the second pasuk in the Torah, or Asholeim, kol ha-bechor, we learn this always on Yom Tovim, kol ha-bechor, asher yivoli bevkorcha uvetzoyncha, ha-zochar, taktish l'shem alekecha. What do you mean, taktish l'shem alekecha? It's kodesh merechem, I don't have to go and be maktish. No, you gotta be maktish. Oh, so imazoi is ashtik l'dovra nodur, and not a dovra osir.
Is there a chiyuv or is this mitzvah?
Continue on. Oh, man, the shari, what is the other man, the yom and the holds, that I marbe the chatzis v'oshem and not the b'chor? Kiloi maktish lei. Niloi miktish. It's taka mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. But what happens if you fell asleep and you didn't go and be maktish it? Does it lose any of its kedusha? Not at all. It still remains 1,000% kodesh. See, even though, yes, the Torah gives you a mitzvah to be maktish it, but it's, in a sense, like malev loy moir. If you're Makayim Yemitzvah, you're Makayim Mitzvah, you get a big check on your balance sheet, La'achar Me'eva Esrim, you're Makayim another Mitzvah. However, if you didn't do it, it's not Ma'akev, it still remains totally Kadosh. So you can see Svaris Lekan Ulekan, why a Chatzis V'Oshem should be more of a Torah's Neder than a Bechor, and you can see a Svar why a Bechor should be more than a Chatzis V'Oshem, and that's the basis of the Machloikis, and therefore bottom line is, we cannot be poishir our shayla that we asked at the outset, whether or not be'teira kamadfis or be'ikroi kamadfis. And so therefore, what's the halacha? Says the Ran on the left-hand side, on the fourth line, ulinyan halacha, kosa Ramban, zal be'ilchoysev, din hidin bayin hocha loy ifshita, I be'ikroi kamadfis, oi be'teira kamadfis, noktinan de be'teira kamadfis. Halacha is that we hold that it's b'teira kamadfis, and therefore, if you have a situation like this, ashtik shlomim mit ashtik basar chulin, and you say zeh kozeh, it is mutalach, 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 you look behateira, you don't go to the meyikar. That's the end of this sugya, and we start a brand new sugya. And we go back to our Mishnah, ki'imra kedirim. Now let's take a look, quick look at the Mishnah once again, back on Yud Amid Beis, Yud Amid Beis. The last three lines of the Amud, which happened to coincide with the last three lines of the Mishnah. It said on the third line from the bottom, Ki Imra, Ki Dirim, Ki Eitzim, Ki Ishim, Ki Mizbeach, Ki Heichel, Ki Rishalayim. I say about a piece of meat, or about a kikar lechem, about anything, that it should have the same status like imra. Imra, you remember, means a seh that you bring for a karban, or kedirim, like the deer shel eitzim, or the deer shel behemoth that they had in the base of Migdosh, or keitzim, like the atzei ha-marocha, keishim, like the eish on the marocha, like the mizbeach, like kabanas that you bring on the mizbeach, kabanas that you bring in the heichel, such as the toitus that you have every single day, kiru shalayim, the kabanas that you bring in Yerushalayim, any one of those chofs, no, the be'ech, and they call mishamshem mizbeach, the machtois, the mizlogois, the mizrogois, mizrokois. Avo pishol hisker carbon. He didn't mention the word carbon. He just said ke'imra kedirim ke'etzim. Har is another carbon, and therefore it is effective. But notice each time he had to add the chaf ke'imra kedirim ke'etzim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer oimer Yerushalayim loimer kolom. If you say ki Yerushalayim, it works. Yerushalayim loimer kolom. So l'chayda, how is Rabbi Yehuda arguing with the Tanakama? And you remember the Gemara said, in fact, it's called Rabbi Yehuda, and you have to add a shin before the word Rabbi Yehuda. Share Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, or Rabbi Yerushalayim, Yom HaKlom. That's not only Yerushalayim, but any one of these things. He says Imra instead of Ki Imra, Dirim instead of Ki Dirim, any one of these things. If you leave out the Chav, Lo Yom HaKlom. So the Chav is very, very necessary for these purposes. So now we're going to find a Braisa, which obviously disagrees. Tanu, we learned in the Braisa. We're back on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It says in the middle of the Amud, Imra, Li Imra, Ki Imra. I look at a piece of meat or a kikar lechem and I say, this kikar lechem should be Imra, or should be Li Imra, or should be Ki Imra. Now, Ki Imra, that clearly would make it into a neder of Isur, like we had in our Mishnah. But what about Imra and Li Imra? So now if we skip ahead a couple of lines, you'll see in each one of the cases, it says, Kulon, she'oichalecha. If he adds on, Imra, she'oichalecha, it's Asur. Li Imra, Asur. Ki Imra is, so obviously disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda says only if it's Ki Imra, and not just Imra. Okay, and the Gemara is going to say, in fact, that this is not Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Reb Meir. We'll see in another moment. Okay, so Imra, li Imra, Ki Imra. Dirim, li Dirim, Ki Dirim. Eitzim li eitzim ki eitzim. Ishim li ishim ki ishim. Mizbeach li mizbeach ki mizbeach. Heichel li heichel ki heichel. Yishalayim li yishalayim ki yishalayim. Kulan, any one of these l'shoinois. She'oichel l'cha, that he adds after that. Imra she'oichel l'cha. U'yirushalayim she'oichel l'cha. Asur. If he says, loy oichel l'cha, mutter. We'll come back to that later. But in the meantime, man sheminin lei delei shoni lei imra li imra ki imra. Who is the one that doesn't make those types of distinctions? And he says that they're all the same. Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir. How do I know that it's Reb Meir? Because Reb Meir is the bar plukta of Reb Yehuda. And if Reb Yehuda is the one that says that you have to have the chaf, and we find someone that says you don't need the chaf, the presumption is that we're talking about Reb Meir that happens to be the bar plukta of Reb Yehuda. Fine. So if you want to aim a safer, let's continue on. In the Seifa of the very Brice that we just quoted, it said the Kulan lo yoichalecha mutter. Right? Until now we focus on the Kulan she'oichalecha. But Kulan lo yoichalecha mutter. So therefore, if a person were to say Imra or Ki Imra, lo yoichalecha, it would be mutter. Frey Timor, why is it mutter? And we learned le korban lo yoichalecha remeyer oiser. These words and the Umar of Abba, we've already quoted once or twice, and the Gemara quotes it again, and we're going to have it once again on the Amud Beis, as you'll see. What's bothering the Gemara L'Choyre is, if I say, L'Korban Loi Oichalecha, so how would you interpret that in terms of making this into a neder? So, Loi Oichalecha means, what I will not eat from you. In other words, what I'm going to eat from somebody else. What I'm going to eat for somebody else, Loi Korban, should not be a carbon, but should be mutter, right? Whenever you have lack carbon, loy carbon means just the opposite. So loy carbon, loy oichalcha. What I don't eat from you should not be a carbon, which is mashma. What I do eat from you should be a carbon. Oh, so that's why it says Rameir Oyser. But I got a problem. Isn't Rameir the author of that famous halacha that we do not say, Mechla Lav, Ata Shemeya Hen? How do we know that he doesn't hold of that? Because of the Tanai B'nai God, M'nai Reuven. It has to be a Tanai Kofel, it has to be Im Yavru, Im Lo Yavru. So how does it say Rameir Oyser? Because it should be Mutter. B'yomer of Abba, I'll tell you why. Nasik Oymer, we're going to take this statement, and we're going to go and split it down the middle. we're going to go and put a semicolon after the word lekarban. And we're going to say, you know this piece of meat, or you know this piece of bread, lekarban, yehey. It should have the status like a karban. And the fichach, and therefore, le'yaycha lecha, and that's why I'm not going to go and eat from you. Now, where is this remeh that we keep on quoting? That's the very next Mishnah that we're going to learn in another second. See the last line of the Mishnah. Lekarban le'yaycha lecha, remeyer oyser. Why does the remeh hold oser? Lechayr, he doesn't subscribe to l'chalabat ha'shemeyahen, and so therefore I should go and say that it's mutter. The reason is because he divides it in half. The carbon. This should be like a carbon, and therefore that's where the Meir is. If that's the case, Frey Timura, say the same thing like Imra and Dirim and Eitzim. Since the Bryce itself says you don't have to mention the word carbon, all you have to say is any one of those l'shoinois, they are all considered to be synonyms of the word karban. So when a person says imra or li imra, let's use li imra. Li imra sheloi oichalcha. Let's go and say this should be li imra. In other words, the karban. Ulechein ulefichach loy oichalcha. Yet the brisa we just quoted said that if he says kulan any of these l'shoines loy oichalcha is mutter. If it's Reb Meir who's speaking, it should be Asur. Is the Chastir Reb Meir Merab Meir? Itum loy kasha. Hadi Amar. Now here it says loy li imra. It really should say loy imra or la imra. In other words, either la imra together is one word, which means loy imra, or loy imra. But the lamed of li imra is incorrect. That's what the Bach points out. So Hadi Amar la imra or loy imra. Hadi Amar li imra with a shva. Well, what does that mean? When did Reb Meir say, according to Reb Abba, that we take the words lekarban le'oychalecha, it's osur, because we splice it and we say lekarban yehei, and then leficha le'oychalecha? Only if underneath the lamed of lekarban there's a shva, because if there's a shva, then we're not negating it, then there's no la, no, but rather lekarban, it should be for a karban. Ah, and so therefore, any one of these cases, if you were to go and say li imra, li eitzim, li ishim, li mizbech with a lamed with a shva underneath, we would taka say le karban yehei, li imra yehei, li eitzim yehei. It should have the status of a karban, and therefore le yoicha lecha. Zayigit. So why does it say in the brisa it's mutter? Oh, shkare, thank you very much. Ruch ha-batzlachem. It's the same shkare. So what's the reason why it says therefore that each one of these cases it's mutter? It should say like the Mishnah says, it's Aser, because it's talking about that he said La Imra, or La Eitzim, or La Dirim. Oh, so then he negated. You can't go and say, this thing should not be for a carbon. No, no, no. You can go and say, La Klik Carbon Yehei, it should be for a carbon. Lafichach Le'yoychalacha. But if he says La Carbon, he defeats the whole thing by saying La Carbon. See, if Fulimar says, that would not be the case. That's the difference between the Le, mit the La. If you think that I'm just making all of this up, we can take a very quick look at the Ran in the middle of the Amid, Loi Kasha, Hodi Omar Li Imra, Hodi Omar Loi Imra, or La Imra. Kachi Agirsa Biktas Nuschois. The Ika, in other words, some have the Girsa of Loi Imra. The Ika, the Garasi, Hodi Omar La Imra. Kloima, Bishvo Tachas Alamid. In other words, Li Imra means with a Shvo underneath, and La Imra would be with a Pasach underneath. Like we just said, li'imra, la'imra. It's a shame that our Gemaras don't have nekudais. Make life a little bit easier, right? Anyway, disfilu leman degarzi hachi, de melamed psucha hariyi keloi. Like we had in our Mishnah, that when you go and say la, like we had la chulin, then it becomes loy chulin. It's like loy. Or kafi peter shagirza hashenis shekasavti lemalim bebraisa. The chulin, hachulin, kachulin, like we had before, talked by chulin. Who brings the hochi tani? Pa'amen de ba'oimisha oichalicha afalgav de mash beheter osir. So what the Ran is now focusing on is that this brisa, if you will, is ironic. Why is it ironic? So we glossed over the language, but if you look back at the brisa once again, after imra li imra ki imra dirim li irim ki dirim, it says chulin sha oichalicha osir. Now, before learning the sugya and the Ran and all the mafarshim, I would say that the words she'oichalecha are permissive words. She'oichalecha, that I will eat from you. And yet it says it's awesome. What happens if he says loy oichel? Oh, he said aloy, aloy mit an aleph. L'chor, those are negative terms. You should not be able to eat. And guess what? It's what you are allowed to eat. Isn't that ironic? You say the positive, and the loch is that it's aser, and you say the negative, and happens to be mutter. So that's what the Ran is pointing at. Ubrayz ha'ochitani. Pa'omen dibo'oyme sha'oichelacha. Avu be the mash meheter. When I hear the word sha'oichelacha, hey, that's great. I want to eat. I want to eat lunch. I'm hungry. Sha'oichelacha. No, it's aser. V'hayne b'lamit shvoyes. That's when it says a lamit shvoyes, means a lamit metashvo underneath. That he said, li'imra or le'etzim sha'oichelacha, meaning whatever I'm going to eat from you should have a din like likarban, like li'imra. Oh, then it's takasr. He didn't say la. He said with a le, with a shwa. But he did likarban li'oichalacha. The next Mishnah, what it said, the karban li'oichalacha, remeir oiser. Hain ulzu b'lamit shwa is. And that's he saying, likarban yehei, like Rab Abba said, this should be for a carbon. And therefore, li'oichalacha, that's why I'm not going to eat from you. Sometimes he adds the word even though it sounds like it's osir, I'm saying sorry, it's mutter. It's talking about a lamed with a pasach underneath, where now he's saying loy, loy karban, loy imra, loy dirim. Or not a case of la with a pasach, where Taka says loy behedja, loy mit an aleph. It's like we started off before, that some are goitis in our Gemara. Like our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't say la imra, it says loy imra. Or you take away the loy, and it's la imra. See, whoever printed the Gemara initially, probably a few editions ago, wanted to go and cover both girsois. So you put in loy and la imra. The two don't go together. It's either loy imra, which is the same as la imra. But loy li imra, that's already kind of doubling it over, which is unnecessary and is wrong.
It's interesting, Kudam, how Bach used the Gersa, critical to come like the Ran.
Mm-hmm.
He did reversed.
Right.
The first one is low in Ra,
mm-hmm.
Second one, Imra, when it's the Ran, the other way around.
Well, look at the Gersa of the Ran in the bold. Loi Kasha, the Omer, the Imra, or the Omer, Loi Imra.
Reversed in the Bach.
Well, it's reversed in the sequence of the Gemara.
Right.
So our Gemara has Loi Imra, and then after Li Imra.
Right.
What the Bach does is he takes out the lamed from the imra, so it says loy imra, hodi amar li imra. So what the Ran is saying is that's one girsa, loy imra, like the Bach takir. However, there's another girsa that you take out the loy, and it's la imra, hodi amar li imra. So it's only the two neschoyes, the published loy li imra is really combining the two, loy imra. And also, la imra. That doesn't make sense. So therefore he says, take out the lamed. Alternatively, the Bach could say, take out the word loy, and just say, la imra. But somebody, he's following the Ran that the girsa was loy imra. Okay. On to the next Mishnah. Yossi good mendi.
Yes.
Zuk the Mishnah oimer. If a person says now about a piece of meat, a piece of bread, korban, or oila, or mincha, or chatas, toida, Shlomim shani oichelecha. In every one of these cases, it's osur. It's like using the term koinam, which is of course one of the kinuyim. But it said if you didn't koinam, he said about this piece of bread or piece of meat, korban zeh, piece of bread zeh, korban olai, or piece of bread zeh, oila olai. All these are giving it. He's being matfis bedover hanodur. Even the chatas and the he doesn't bring the osher, but he brings the chatas. Like the Gemara that we said before, because you have to designate an animal also for a chattas. It's not automatically. It's like Kedushas and Merecha. So these are all Dovra Nodars, and therefore it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Now this Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasoi in the previous Mishnah, that he said, you forgot one key letter. You forgot the Chav. If he said, Ke Karban, Ke Ayla, Ke Minch, I would agree. But he didn't say the Ke. If without the Chav, this is Gorish. Now, right in the Mishnah, HaKorban, Ki Korban, Korban, She'oichelecha, Oser. Now, this is again consistent with the Tanakhama. And in fact, L'choyre, this is no Chidush, because we already said at the beginning of the Mishnah that Korban, She'oichelecha, is Oser. All he's adding on is not only Korban, but also HaKorban, and also Ki Korban. Now, Ki Korban, according to everybody, of course, it's Oser, even according to Yehuda. So, L'choyre, there's no Groyse Chidush here. But the reason probably why the Mishnah brought this is because the HaKarbon, which is going to get us into trouble shortly because of another braisa that says hot carbon. So stay tuned in Mi'at Hashem. We're going to focus on the hot carbon in a moment. But then we finish off the Mishnah with the Remeir that we've already quoted a few times. La carbon loy oichalecha, Remeir oiser. The wine is Remeir aser. So lule the Gemara mit Rab Abba, I would have thought that the reason is because it's a double negative. And it means la carbon, which means not for a carbon, but for chulin loy oichalecha. What I'm not going to eat from you, what I'm going to eat from Yankel Beryl, that's not going to be a carbon. Which mashma, what I eat from you, is going to be a carbon. That's why the mayor oiser. But that cannot be the pshat, because the mayor doesn't hold from mechal la'avat the shemayahem, like we learned from Tanai, b'nei God, b'nei Ruve. So muzdach zayin, what's pshat? Like Rav Abba said before, la carbon, yehey, l'fichach le'yoichel l'cha, remei oiser, right? Like we said already a few times. I mean, more, by the way, is going to repeat it again on the Amud Beis. Good. Now let's get to the second part.
La carbon, which is not a carbon.
Oh, so now that's 1 second, slightly. We're going to get to that in a minute. For first of all, the Gemara goes back to Ketani, carbon, ha carbon, ki carbon, she'oyichalacha osir. Right? That was in the middle of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, stoma, tana, kerameir. Tuli shani le bein imra, li imra. L'chari goes to kundramei, not kundramiuda, because Rabiuda just said a second ago, you have to have the chof. And he is saying, he brings the case of chof as well. But he also says, ha carbon, mid carbon, that they have the same status, ki carbon. It's a chesimah, it's Remeir and not Reb Yehuda. Freki Marian Remeir, ha diktani ha korban, sh'oichalecha osur. The very final case in the Mishnah was, ha korban, I'm sorry, before we got to there, ha korban, sh'oichalecha, that's part of this, what we're quoting, ha korban, ki korban, korban, sh'oichalecha. So it says, ha korban, sh'oichalecha is osur. Right? That's part of the language. Freki Marian, what time you have a braisa? Why do Chacham the Reb Yehuda, Chacham presumably is Remeir, and perhaps others, they agreed to Reb Yehuda, that Ba'oimer, Ha'karb, V'ha'oila, V'ha'mincha, V'ha'chatzas, She'oichalecha, She'mutar, Shlo'nodazeh, Elabachayi Karbin. Now this is a new concept that we never had before, and the Gemara is saying that when you use the term Ha, and others say that really it's not Ha, but it's Hey, in other words, it's Seira under the Hey Aleph, Hey is like a lotion of Hine. Behold, I am now going to go and make a shvur neder bechayi hakarbin. Just like we've had numerous times, hu avoida. I'm swearing in the name of the avoida of the Beis Hamikdash. I'm swearing now in the chayi hakarbin, the chayim of this animal. That just like this animal, Baruch Hashem, is alive and kicking, oh, my neder is also alive, full of energy, just like bechayi hakarbin. If you want, you could take a quick look here on the Amid Beis. I believe it's the first Toisvis. Or maybe it's the first Rush. It is the first Toisvis. However, let's wait until the Gemara is Teretz and then we'll look it up. Anyway, so the bottom line is, we have now the Chayra Stira. Here when he says, ha carbon or hey carbon, how does he teach it? He says that it means b'chayi carbon. And therefore, when you say, ha carbon, ha oila, ha mincha, ha chatas, sh'oichalecha, sh'mutter. Why is it mutter? Because saying that I'm swearing in the name of this carbon, the life of this carbon, l'chayra, that's really saying nothing. If you look at the last line of the Rush here in the Amud Aleph, he says, last line here in the Amud Aleph, Peter Shirush, all the way in the bottom, b'braisim afashinan, he is making a neder in the chayim, in the life cycle of this animal. This animal is alive. Oh, I'm saying the name of this animal, that I'm going to eat from you. So that's mutter. If I go, Reuven goes over to Shimon. He said, hey Shimon, you know the kiddush that you're giving tomorrow morning on Shabbos? You know what? I now swear in the name and in the life of this carbon, that I'm going to eat there. Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy you're going to come and eat. Have an extra portion, eat 2 pieces of kugel, 1 piece of gefilte fish, etc. Sorry, bazois, and there's no neder l'yisr. Aye, but it says over here in the Mishnah that ha carbon sh'oichalecha is awesome. And here we're saying ha carbon or hey carbon, that it's mutter. So make up your mind. Ha di amar hey carbon, the other amar ha carbon. what's the difference between hay carbon and hot carbon? My taima, chai carbon ka'amar, like we said in the Omid Aleph. When you say hay carbon, it's like using the term hinay carbon. So we bring the, I think the choices over here. Look at the choices here on the bottom. I have it here on the bottom. Hod yom hay carbon, you might have it on the right-hand margin. If you say hay carbon b'shtei tei voice, two words, oz amrinim chai carbon ka'amar, v'ochi mashma, ha, or hay, hinay, b'karban ani nishba. You don't believe me that I'm going to come to the Kiddush tomorrow? I swear in the life of this carbon. Hadi Omar, ha carbon, kolayim masisin, the osra, mayr di Omar ha carbon b'teva achas. He didn't say, hey, carbon, or ha carbon. Ha carbon, one word. V'ichach osr, v'shayach loy mishul loshin shvua, kim di Omar le b'teva achas. You can't go and say, ha carbon, oh, I'm swearing in the name of this carbon and the life of this carbon. He said it's one word. So ha carbon means the carbon. Shenko says, hey, carbon, hot carbon. Two words. Then it has that sense of he's swearing b'chayi ha-carbon. Anyway, and for this year. Getting back to our Gemara, second line from the top, k'toni. Le carbon loy oichalecha, the mayor oiser, right? That's the final line of our Mishnah. Now, how do we normally interpret it that it should be an isur? Like we said before. La carbon loy oichalecha, what I will not eat from you, la carbon will not be a carbon, right? Because you said la carbon with a pasach means loy la carbon. So what I will not eat from you will not be a carbon, which is mashma, but what I will eat from you will be a carbon. And therefore, a meir oiser. I will lesle le meir mechalava to shemeya hen. So how does that work? Omer abba, not because mechalav. Like we've said already three or four times. Nas le ka'oim la carbon yehe, or li carbon yehe. It's as if he said, this should be for a carbon. So don't be goitis la. The Gurdis lit. That was the Ran and the Yomid Aleph, Mitteshva. Li carbon yehei. I am making this into a carbon. Therefore, I will not eat from you. And that's why it says in the Mishnah, Remeir is Oyser. Rabbi, everything okay? Alt is good? Good. And we continue on with the Mishnah, Naya Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is a very simple Mishnah. Koinem pi medaber imach. Yodi oisi imach, ragli maleches imach, osur. Until now we kept on talking about isurim on food items, right? I'm not going to eat this, I won't eat that. Sha'oichalcha, sha'loyoichalcha. Here we're talking now in general about having hano'a or doing something with that other individual. So if a person says, Reuven says to Shimon, koinem pi medaber imach, I asur my mouth from speaking with you. What he means is, I make a neder iser not to talk to you. Yodi oise imach, that my hands or my hand will not work for you or work with you. Or ragli maleches imach, I'm not going to walk to you or walk with you. All of these cases in the Mishnah that it's osur. Now we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment that the Gemara assumed in the Havamina that the iser that he was placing was not on something physical, but rather on the verb, on the action. And he was saying, the dibur that I'm having with you now, from now on should be osur. The asiya that I do with you on a regular basis, I work with you, I work for you, osur. The walking together with you, we've been walking home from shul for the last 20 years, osur. I don't want to walk home with you anymore. The Gemara is going to ask the question, l'choyra, I have a problem. Because since we're talking about a neder is chal on the chefta and not on the gavra, what is the chefta over here? Dibur and asiya and hilach are intangible. It's less b'mamish. That's going to be the Morris kasha, which we're going to see in another couple of lines. And we start the war. Uraminu, let me ask you a kasha. Chayim b'shvuas minadarim b'shvuas. There's a chumra that shvuas has over nadarim, and there's a chumra that nadarim have over shvuas. And neder can be chal on a chavtza mitzvah. Mashen kim b'shvus. Now our Gemara doesn't give us any examples of what that means. However, we're fortunate that in Yet Hashem, in another couple of days, we're going to have the Mishnah on Tes Zayin Omid Aleph. If you just skip two blot to Tes Zayin Omid Aleph, you'll see the bottom Mishnah. Zeh choyim b'shvus min adarim. What we spoke about until now, chumma shvus and adarim. And this choyim ben nedarim b'shvus. What's the chumma of nedarim b'shvus? Ketzer. Omer koinim sukkah shani oise. You see, for the last week I've been busy building a sukkah. koinim, this sukkah that I've been building should be osar alai. Or lulav shani toinoito, you see this lulav and the three other minim, which I paid $1,000 for highway robbery, but I wanted to get the best one in town. I put a neder, a koinim on it, that I'm not going to take the lulav. Or tefillin shani minim, you see the spirit tefillin? I'm not going to put it on. Bin adorim, it's osar. Then in fact, he would not be allowed to go and sit in the sukkah, or take these dalim minim, or wear these tefillin. Doesn't stop him from going in other sukkahs. But this sukkah, this lulav, and this tefillin, he's awesome, because the koinam is chal on the chavtza, he'll be awesome. Beshvu is mutter, shenishbon avra l'mitzvah. If he says, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah this sukkahs, or I'm not going to take a lulav, or I'm not going to put tefillin on today, then you can't be nishbon avra l'mitzvah. He's mushba v'oimim me'ar Sinai. So that's the chumra of nedorim over shavuos. Okay, it's really, as an aside, that's really not getting into our sukkah. What the kash of the Gemara is going to be, let's continue on, back on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, three lines after the Mishnah. V'choim b'shvuas, sheshvuas cholis al dover sheyesh by mamish, v'she'ein by mamish, a shvuah kemichal on something which is a real live object, or something which is really no mamoshes, something which is just
intangible.
And intangible, that's the right term. Mashen kibir dorm, because the dorm has to be chal on the chayfetz. And the question then is, but our Mishnah is talking about three examples of something which is not mamoshes. Dibur, asiya, and halicha, that's a dovah shein b'mamish. Om Rav Yehuda! So Rav Yehuda said, no. The oimer ye osir pi the diburi, he answers his mouth for the dibur, yodi or yodai le ma'asehem, ragli or raglai lehi luchan. Ah, so he means to say he's not talking about davish eim mamish. He's asking a present, live, tangible chafza. My mouth, my hands, my legs. We'll see in the Ran in a moment that even though Rabbi Yehuda uses the expression bi oimer, it doesn't mean that literally he said I'm asking my pet. It's rather that we are going to interpret his words as if he said pi yodai. Viraglai. They cannot be diktoni, I'll even bring you a right from my Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, koinem pi bedamer imach. It doesn't say koinem dibur olai. It says pi. Oh, diktoni pi bedamer imach, or diktoni shani bedamer imach. Because we're talking about the peh and not the dibur. So let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran is roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Okay. No, in fact, let's start right, fourth line from the top. Shashvuas cholis al dovish eim mamish. Right down the first narrow line of the rap. Mishum de mitzer gabrahu shloyasike viu ispe mamish. Since the whole Indian of it, we're looking in the Ran now, the first of the narrow lines on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Shashvuas cholis al dovish eim mamish. Mishum de mitzer gabrahu. Since the whole Indian of Shvuah, he's answering himself shloyasike. The Ran on the other side.
I'm sorry, thank you.
No problem, we're still friends. Mishum the mitzvah gavrahu shlo yasekeh, v'yu isbe mamish. The person, of course, isbe mamish, the person that's making the shvuah. Mashen kibin adorim, the mitzar chavtzu, that the chayfetz has to be ossered, hilkachi lesbe mashasha, if there is no mamoshes or no mashoshes, loy osamedi, he didn't asser anything. So how did he asser over here the dibur and the asiyah? Every mar, ba'oyme ye osapi le dibur, kalayma. Not that he actually said Yosipi. Nasik Oimer. We interpret what he said. To Omar Koinim Pi Medaber, Mashma to Koinim Koi Adibor, or Mashma Nami to Koi Ape. When you see the words in the Mishnah that he says Koinim Pi Medaber, he didn't just say Koinim Pi. And he didn't just say Koinim Dibor. So by putting the two words together, Pi Medaber, says the Ran, Lechoir, it's a 50-50. Pi medaber mashu de koinim koi adibur, or mashu nami de koi ape. Hilkach kiman de stam de dorm lahachmir. We have a rule, stam de dorm lahachmir. Where do we get this rule from?
The Raisa.
Yeah, but that's true, but where do we find that in the Gemara? So in fact, it's a Mishnah later on. Who is their Mishnah? It's a Mishnah Yud Ches Amid Beis, the top line on Yud Ches Amid Beis, 18b. What does the Mishnah start off with? Stam nedarim lahachmir. That's crystal clear. It's our Mishnah. Stam nedarim lahachmir. So over here too, I'm not sure what did he mean. Did he mean koinim pi or koinim medaber? If it's koinim pi, then it's a dovish eish b'mamish. If it's koinim medaber, it's a dovish eish b'mamish. It's kim de stam nedarim lahachmir. Amri and dab per koi. Uptiv tev dovish eish b'mamishu. Utichavos b'shas. Amri and ba'oimer pirushin nasik oimer. Good. Anyway, the Ram now throws in, if you will, a curve from left field. Ubedinhu to have a matzah l'shnuya leida afilu ikoi koyne madibur afilu hochi osim midrabanan. Even though min ha-toyre, you're right, it has to be a dovishish by mamish. A midrabanan, we would say shenadorim chol midrabanan afilu dovishish ein by mamish. Kisla kamon bereish by vezmet. We're going to have that later on. Alakushna the milta mataras leida afilu midrais and nami osim. In other words, we could have gotten away with an easy teret and say that our mishnah is talking about midrabanan. And midrabanan, nadorim or chal, even on a dovishish ein by mamish. But he's telling us Kushta, the real truth. The truth of the matter is that since we interpret his words as if it's going on the pi and the yod and the raglai, just chadovishyesh mamish. Therefore, it's even on neidem minat toirom. Han lachol kinuya. We start a brand new mishnah rabbi, but it's all pretty straightforward. Zok the mishnah. The elam mutar. The following are going to be mutar. Now, even before we continue on, the Ran points out that lechoyra. I have extra words over here because we say the following are mutar. We're going to have a whole list. And then if you skip three lines, you'll see at the end of the list it says that they're all mutar. So of course, we already said el mutar. Why do we have to repeat the word mutar? So the reason is because in the previous perek, when we started off our mesechta, we now finished the first perek and into the second perek, we started all kol kinuyin nedarim kinedarim and kol yodis nedarim kinedarim, that they're all osir. And we've had the word osir about 25 times in all of these mishnayos. Kidirim, kieitzim, everything is osir. And if he said noisir pigol, it's osir, everything is osir. So we start off now, the elu mutar. See, look at the first round, the elu mutar. I did the ton of a perek kama nedarim wasurim, since we had a whole list of osir. Oh, Baruch Hashem, now we have some heter. So what are all those heter cases? What I'm going to eat from you should be chulin. Of course, that's a parsha. Zimor is going to ask that kasha. What do you need to say that for? That's a chiddush that it's mutter. Of course, I go over to you and say, you know, you want to invite me to kiddush tomorrow? I'll be delighted to be there. Everything that I'm going to eat will have the status of chulin. Why is that a chulin? It's a kiddush for Shabbos. Yeah, but it's chulin. And I mean to say that I'm not making a neder iser. It's chulin. No, v'shteitzach, it's mutter. What's the chiddush? The more is going to ask that question. Okay. Kim bosachazer, kaboyis kichom, koyis levuvin, kinabeilis atreifis, kishkotzim uramasim, kichalasarit rumasai. We have the chalasarit rumasai. All of these are mutter, right? I go over to you and I say, I'm happy to come to your house for Shabbos, for the meal. It's so nice of you that you invited me. But I want you to know everything that I'm going to eat should have the status like Basar Chazer. Are you nuts, Chazer? The best
question
in the world. Question my kashas. Everything that I eat should have a status like it's Avodah Zarah meat, like a Takroivis for the Avodah Zarah. It should be like Oirois Levuvin.
Right.
What's Oirois Levuvin?
Yeah, those are Avodah Zarah.
It had an Avodah Zarah. Right.
They take the heart out of the animal.
Heartless people. Okay. Are you talking about an animal that's already geshachter? We're talking about an animal that's still alive.
It's a live animal. They remove the heart for Avodah Zarah and the skin afterwards.
You see how cruel they are? Did you ever go to a bullfight in Spain?
I actually did once.
Oh, my wife and I went to a bullfight. After 5 minutes, we had to leave. And you saw the eyes of the Spaniards. Were like, they can't wait for the kill that they're going to go and kill this ox in the bull.
Actually, they're waiting for the kill of the matador.
Yeah, the matador. Either one. But it's
they're waiting for blood. They're waiting for they want to see blood
achzorius,
still.
Achzorius. Yeah, anyway, why does the Mishnah give us all of these examples? Let's just give one. Okay, let's finish off first. Kinevelus or treifus, this piece of meat that you're giving me now in your children, it should have a dinner like a nevela treifa meat. It should be like shkotzim or a muslim, like cockroaches, not mamish cockroaches. We're talking about the shkotzim muslim, the tayra means like the shmoni shrots and things like that. Or anything which is non kosher. Or chala zahara chumasai, that we already had yesterday, 2 days ago. Chala zahara means the chala that you take from the Isa and you give it to har, meaning to the kohanim. Or like the truma that you give to the kohanim.
It's a tevel.
It was originally tevel, you give truma. All of these cases are mutter. Now, yeah, why are they all mutter? Yeah. Because all of these things, you're not being noider bedover ha nodor, it being noider bedover ha osur. Right? That's what we've been saying.
Truma, we make a distinction because he is separating, but it's still permissible to the Kohen. So, therefore, it's not.
Beautiful. So, if you go back to Yud Beis Omed Aleph, that is what Brother Shai is now saying. I lechoyra by chala and truma. Don't you have to say something? So why is that a dobra hanodur? So that was the Ram's kasha. The last two lines of the Ram on Yud Beis Omed Aleph. Kechala sarek trumasim. The Avigab the Kriyashem Mitzri. So maybe it's like a dobra hanodur. Kim and Shein osir lakoil. Since it doesn't become osir to everyone, Dovra Osa Mikri, Dovra Hanodr. That's why it's called, that's what we your pshat. It's a beautiful pshat. And then you remember we had the Rosh and the Toysis had a second pshat. That really by making something challah or making something truma, he's not creating isurim, he's creating hatayrim, amatir. Because until now you couldn't eat the tavel. Right. Now make truma. Oh, mutalach, mutalach. Until now I couldn't eat the isa. I give challah. Mutalach, mutalach. Oh, so therefore he's not creating a isa, he's creating a hatayrim. That was a pshat in the Rosh and the Toysis. Beautiful, thanks for reminding us. Anyway, all of these cases are mutter. Now the question is, why do I have to give 12 cases? All I have to go and say is, it's a Dovra Noder, it's Osir, Dovra Osir, it's Mutter.
I say Zeklal.
Good. So the Ran goes through each of the cases and said each one of them has Apsa Shtikl Chiddush. So if you look, okay, let's just look at the Ran quickly. Chulun She'oichel Lecha. Igmar Mefarish L'may Yitzchak. Of course, Chulun She'oichel Lecha, what's the Chiddush? Nekibas Echazik, Avodis Kechovim, V'chuli. Kol Mine Yisurim K'toni. These are not all one category of Yisurim, but different classes, different categories. We have Asur Machila, Kibos Echazir. Osir Chazir, as you know, is Osir Machila. It's not Osir Banot. There's Midrabonim, there's a Klolo on someone who goes and handles in Chazir because of the Masa Shehoyah. Remember the two Melochim of the Malchi Chashmonoi that one time he brought up instead of Kar Tomid, he brought the Chazir because of the
earthquake when the Chazir puts its hoof into the...
His Dazeya Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meis Paris, Al Arba Meis Paris. How did that person know to go and bring up the Chazir? Because he spoke to Meloshim Yimonis, and that's why it's also to go Meloshim Yimonis. Chochmas Yimonis. Yeah, Zayagim Shkoyach. Anyway, so bottom line is, that's Yisrael Achil. Vasur Man Noz, Kavadis Chachom, you know, Yidbak B'yodcha Bu'uma Min Acherim, that it's Osir totally. Vasur Man Noz, She'in Lehem B'teila, that's Kavadis Levuvin. Show you Takruivis, Lavadis Chachom, a korban that they brought a sacrifice to Lavadis Zara. Show you Noikvin Ho'or Keneger Alev, for you might see an Oisek Yishu Chai. You hear Avzorius, the animal is alive, you presumably had to hold him down with chains, or 12 people had to hold him, and the Neger Alev, you do a surgical insertion, or removal or extraction, that you make a hole, you take out the heart. Imagine, these are heartless people, and so now it's a heartless animal. That's even worse than Avodah Zarah. You can mavat Avodah Zarah. If a goy says about a shtick Avodah Zarah, this is goodish, but goodish, then it's mutter, because he was mavat. A yid can be mavat, a goy can be mavat. You can't be mavat, whatever. That's why we had the chazer. That's why the that's why we mentioned all of these cases. Like Brother Shai pointed out, let me make a double note. The Malah back on your left, your bait. Shav Vishu also Lazem, which Lazem, Machman Nidrehu, Shakish Rish, Loy Pirish, Alabadabish, Nasir, Lazor, Mechwis, Suru, Deroma, etc. Anyway, bottom line is, all of these are the time of the Kulu, Hani, the Ain Mathis, and the Hem, Mishum, the Inajam, the Dobra, Hanodur, Loy Bedobra, also, Kiddish, Vigamar, like we just had, and like Gemara is going to say tomorrow, once again. Okay, so that's the first few cases of the Mishnah. Now we have another case. Now this person is obviously a very agrova ying. Grova means a rough type of fellow without any refinement. He says to his own wife, Hariat olai ki'ima. Now he didn't mean this as a term of endearment. I love you like I love my mother. But rather what he was saying was that just like I'm not allowed to live with my mother, tashmish, hashal person not live with his own mother, it's one of the principal aroyas, erva. If he says to his wife that tashmish olai ki'ima, like my mother. Now, what would you say about something like that? Would it be osir or would it be mutter?
Mutter.
Why would it be mutter?
Because it's osir.
Davar osir. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, poislami pesach mi mokim acher. We should go and be poiseach becharata. In other words, even though really this neidah min ha-Torah is gunish mit gunish, nevertheless, we should sit down and have him go in front of a chochem or in front of a... That, we should give him three patch. Yeah. But in addition to that, he has to be poiseh pacharot. In other words, let's be matur neger. What do you have to be matur neger? Shlo yekal roishin lekach. That a person shouldn't go and say such grub things. So even though mitzat ikra din, it's not necessary. But because as a the Indian of chinuch, an Indian of hadrocha, and an Indian of how you're supposed to live your life as a yid, a fine kite, and therefore, shlo yekal roishin lekach. We'll stop over here, boysai. Mention the Kenyan tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, David, for joining us. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, everybody else.